Hello, welcome to another episode of Unfriendly Black Hottie. It's your girl, Anne Shirley, and thank you for tuning in to another episode. In this week's episode, you and I are going to talk about how we can determine whether we're just building someone up who's wasting our time, or whether we're just dealing with someone we need to be a little bit more patient with, but they're definitely still interested, okay? I think this conversation is really important to have because a lot of us are concerned that we're getting played. And in this episode, I'm going to help you identify that. All right, let's get into it. Okay, so boom. You have probably experienced this, right? It's when you first start getting to know someone and you guys are in the very beginning. It's the honeymoon stage. And in this stage, dopamine is rushing through your all's brains. There's nothing that this person can't do that you don't like. And you might agree to kind of maybe start dating. You might agree to be exclusively fucking each other. You guys might even agree to, just see where things go, right? And as you spend more and more time with this person, let's say within the first like 3 months, you start to recognize that like, you actually might actually like this person, right? And it's very easy to get to a point where by the three month mark, it becomes very, very obvious sometimes whether they're using you, whether they're not interested in you, or whether there is some potential. And the question is like, how do we know this? Well, here's a couple mistakes that we all generally tend to make, and we have to call out this behavior. One of the first things that we have a tendency to mess up on in the very early stage is to get caught up in these expectations and fantasies about what the future might hold with this person. Now, what does that mean? While you guys are spending more and more time getting to know each other, you might start feeling like, oh my gosh, this person is the one. You might have fantasies about this person being a phenomenal wife or husband, or because they're so attentive and they call you all the time, they're going to be great as a father or a mother, things of this nature. And when you put yourself in this mindset, where you create this expectation internally, which is coming from your own anxiety, actually, if you really want to be honest with yourself, this fantastical thinking comes from a place of not really enjoying the reality or believing that they really want you. But that's a whole nother topic. Getting caught up in the fantasy during the honeymoon stage is 9 out of 10 times, like, totally normal. It happens all the time. The issue is when expectations don't meet with reality, it's so easy to start to get frustrated. And you might start wondering why they suddenly switched up, or why they don't seem like they are what you thought they were. Another thing that we have a tendency to do that pushes people away, actually, is by expecting them to move a little bit faster than what they are comfortable moving at a pace in a relationship. What does that mean? You know, in the very beginning, like, it's very easy for some folks to just jump to connection. Especially if it's someone that they've created fantasies about, it's so easy. It's so easy to jump into wanting a connection. But the problem is, not everybody wants to move at that same rate. Some people need a lot of time before they open up and are willing to commit. And a lot of us feel like we're experiencing rejection if our partner is slower to move into a relationship than us. And we and it only makes us feel a little bit more anxious, and then we start to fill in the blanks and story tell about what we mean to that person if they're not moving at the same rate as us, right? Another common thing that pushes people away initially, you might have a really good connection, but if you're constantly crossing boundaries in order to receive attention and affection from this person, I know in the honeymoon stage, it's really easy to like get caught up. It's really easy. But if you're constantly expecting more communication than they're more comfortable than giving you, or you're violating boundaries in order for you guys to get close, a lot of the times these are relationship killers. And so when you ask yourself, are they really into me or do they really like me? My question to you is, what expectations are you putting on this relationship that you haven't honestly communicated? And if you honestly haven't communicated these expectations, but you're operating by these expectations, they're always going to fail. Here's the thing. You can always assume that someone actually wants you if they're spending time with you and showing up. Now, I will always be the one who believes in solutions when it comes to relationships. I think it's worth working out. I think our generation gives up too quickly and never really takes the jump in vulnerability in order to connect and build with someone. And all of the issues that you have with person A will show up in person B, no matter what you do, if you don't figure out yourself. So I absolutely believe in solutions. But I also want to say that you can't force a situation to work if the other person isn't working with you. And so many of us get caught up in the fantasy and what we want to happen and the misalignment of reality and our expectations that we miss the mark. And it's really easy to get confused about what's happening because you have all of these amazing feelings from the honeymoon stage and all these emotions that make you feel like this is legit, like a legitimate connection. What do we do? Here's the thing. Even if someone is moving at a snail's pace, if they're still showing up for you, they're interested. Even if you're over communicating, if they're not comfortable with that, they'll ghost you. If they are comfortable with it, they'll still respond, maybe a little bit slowly, but they're still interested. And this is the most important thing. They will communicate to you if you're crossing boundaries. If you're not getting any response back, you're probably overwhelming them. Listen, it's important to be prepared for both. You are enough regardless of whether this relationship works out or not. But if you allow yourself to self-abandon in order to get validation from other people, people don't want to be emotionally responsible most of the time for people like that. So, all this to say, if you want to know if someone's actually interested in you or if you're just building them up for somebody else, one of the very first signs that you need to look for is, are my expectations realistic for the relationship that I'm asking for? And number two, are they playing games or are they actually showing up? Are they consistent? Do they provide safety? Do you feel safe with them? Have you communicated your expectations? These are all important questions you need to ask yourself. But if you get caught up in a situation where you do build someone up for someone else, that relationship is not a complete waste because it's a lesson. All right? So, yeah, that's my feedback. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We're almost done with 2020, thank God. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to this week's podcast. Later.